ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
From the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol fight is A.J. Hoffman. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of The Blitz. Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack and Fred and AJ. At the bottom of the hour, we'll kick it back out to Vegas one more time, where AJ has a sit-down with Roy Jones Jr. So you're going to want to tune back in and catch that. Of course, AJ out in Vegas covering the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol Jr. welterweight unification match tomorrow, live on pay-per-view. Call your provider.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be laughing, but I just caught up on my Twitter. And there's some funny folks. Northside Mike said, "Shake It Off is the modern-day Elvira." Better Call Joel said, "I'd watch the Honey Badger video on your channel for 8 hours. You should tell the story of how you made that." I should. And then Gary Ryan said, 8 hours of WNBA highlights. Well, you know, layups galore.
I heard you and AJ talking WNBA.
Yeah, we did a whole segment on the Sparks versus the Spanx, or I don't remember
who it was.
Minnesota
Lynx.
Oh, the Lynx. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I just say Spanx. It makes more sense to me. Yeah. And I got people tweeting me during the week now saying, "You call yourself a WNBA media guy and you didn't even break the news about this." it has that little bit has developed legs, apparently.
Wish someone had asked Nick Saban during media day what he thought about the Minnesota Lynx's chances against the New York Liberty that Friday night. What? Yeah. He would just walked off the day.
Yeah, he would have.
281 offers. He would watch the Chris Burke 18th inning home run for 8 hours straight.
Oh, not bad.
I guess if you got different angles, but after.
Not bad.
I don't know if I could do that. A lot of Barry Sanders love coming through.
As well as it should be.
832 says 8 hours of Sean Taylor, and that's as a Cowboys fan. Of course, he was the Redskin corner that was killed very early. I think he's 24, 25 years old. And he says, imagine what that highlight reel would have looked like today. Yeah, I mean, interesting. We talk about Daryl Green, who probably mentored him a little bit, and the Patrick Petersons and the Richard Shermans and those guys. Sean Taylor was all that and maybe some more at that point. So let me see. Anyone else?
No, yeah, don't Rumble we have calls?
Jungle? Yeah, we do.
We don't want Angels dropped. Call back, Angel. Yeah, we want to hear who you got.
Brian, welcome to the Blitz. Who would you choose?
I just wonder, would Ron Jeremy fit in that category?
I very clearly disqualified all porn actors and actresses at the
hold
beginning.
Hold on, though. Hold on.
I guess it's an
Brian,
athletic pursuit.
Brian, why would you choose a dude, though?
He's the only one I could think of off the top of my head.
Of all the porn stars, male and female,
female included.
You picked him. I mean, you could have went.
Jenna Jameson.
You could have went. I'm trying to pretend like I don't know any, Tyler.
Oh,
I'm letting you fill in the blanks.
I see what you're doing there.
My wife might be listening.
Well,
I don't know of these people you speak of.
Yeah.
Who is this Ron Jeremy person? Good stuff. So there's no athlete, man. You're strictly going to go with the hedgehog. You don't actually have an athlete you want to throw up there?
Hedgehog.
That's all I got for now, fella.
That's probably best. Have a great weekend. Best of luck with that.
Enjoy your internet this weekend.
Your 8 hours of Ron Jeremy consecutively. 832 just wants us to know he needs to get his skills up again. So Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Let me see. And Johnny's butt fumble for 8 hours. He means Mark Sanchez's butt fumble for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see that either.
No.
Johnny Manziel have enough highlights to constitute 8 hours of highlights?
I mean, he had some dynamic plays, but not enough to make me want to watch them for 8 hours. No.
Just tuning in, 713, Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson. And that's another one. Mike Tyson, if you add up the actual ring time from end to end, maybe get 90 minutes tops. A lot of Bonehugger Smith fights in there where there was a lot of hugging.
Yeah.
Tony Tubbs, Tony Tucker.
I mean, Roy Jones was good, but I wouldn't watch 8 hours of highlights of Roy Jones.
Michael Spinks was, what, 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Ray Leonard.
Same thing with Tyson. Yeah. Tyson, there were some dynamic knockouts, but I wouldn't put those, you know, 10 KOs on a loop. That would get old.
Johnny's wedding Snapchat's very nice. Yeah, I guess there's that. And again, when I was a kid, Ray Leonard, Hearns, Hagler, 713 says, dude, I'll watch Glow Wrestling for 8 hours. Don't act like you didn't watch.
Glow was,
that
yeah.
That was when I was a kid. That was like on a VHF channel that barely came in. I would have watched
night.
It.
Late night.
It I would have like, watched it.
Yeah. It was like when you go to your buddy's house because that had the satellite dish.
Yeah.
And you could pick up the Scramble channel. And be like, every once in a while, you think you would see something.
Pause.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was no pause. You just think you would see something. And, yeah, but that was like the gorgeous ladies of wrestling was the easiest way to be able to watch something you shouldn't be watching and still not get in trouble for it.
Lovely. Hey, yeah. Let's go take another call. Angel is back. Welcome to the Blitz.
What up, player?
Who would you pick, bud?
Bo Jackson, because you get two sports.
Oh, so you're going to include some of his baseball there, huh?
You could even go back to Auburn and include the baseball and football at Auburn as well. So that's an awesome pick, Angel. Thanks for coming
back.
Yeah, that's a good one. We've had that one a couple times. And
yeah,
you're maximizing your dollar value there with Bo Jackson.
I mean, to me, overall, he might be leader in the clubhouse because you get to include.
Except the tennis perverts who keep.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm actually using my brain to think. I'm not just being like unrealistic to think anyone would want to watch tennis highlights for 8 hours.
Matt Maloney.
I'm saying.
Ooh, slam ball highlights. Thank you, A32. Did you ever watch slam ball? When I think it was on Spike.
No.
Was that the one with a trampoline?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like they went over to a bounce house and instead of basketball hoops. Those dudes were incredible. It was incredible,
dude,
but it was
they were
incredible.
Using a trampoline. That's not incredible.
Oh, they didn't use a trampoline. They used
but it was
several
like a 20
trampolines.
Foot rim. Like they,
it doesn't
they
matter.
Still had to
that is true.
Try
it doesn't
jump
matter.
Higher.
You're using trampolines. Anyone can jump high
speaking
when
of,
they use a trampoline.
Speaking of trampolines,
where is this going?
There was an end of two eras this week. AJ Reed, we hardly knew you. Pork chops going back to AAA. But apparently.
You know what they're doing?
The gentleman
they're making room.
You think so?
Girl, yeah.
For you?
Well,
it's not for Bregman because Preston Tucker's on his way back now to play for
Is that who they're bringing
up?
Yeah,
they called up Preston Tucker.
Oh.
Were you aware that they were going to be having open auditions for a new Clutch the Bear? Robert Baldwin, who was Clutch for 21 years, the team has announced will not be back. So they will be having open auditions, and Barry, I know you got time on your hands right now.
That's correct.
You might want to go down there, dude. Could you imagine putting that hot, sweaty uniform and helmet on every night for at least 41 home games?
Yeah. Yeah, I could, but I don't think I'd have the patience to do that. When the little kids would start, hey, can I have a picture? I'd be like, leave me alone. I'm hot, and I'm tired.
Let's go to the call. Go to the phones. Brandon, welcome to the Blitz. What's up?
You guys are missing Herschel Walker.
Oh, good.
All the college, all the NFL. He did some MMA. He did bobsledding.
Dude, if you made me watch Herschel Walker MMA highlights, I would hang myself in that room. You should have just stuck with the football.
I feel you.
I
man.
Definitely don't want to see Herschel. But it's a good. I mean, from a football perspective, it's a great.
And choice. The Georgia stuff was even more violent and foreboding than the pro stuff was.
Absolutely, but not MMA. Not MMA.
Andre,
I would rather watch the bobsledding than the MMA.
We could do that. Andre, what's up? Welcome to the Blitz. Who would you pick?
Hey, how you guys going, man? I would pick Deion Sanders.
Why?
One of the hands down, in my opinion, best shutdown corner in of all time. Mm-hmm. I know there's some great ones out there, but just with him, kickoff returns, punt returns, interception returns, you know, minus the tackling.
I was going to say, if you had to watch 8 hours of tackling, it would be the same tackle for 8 hours because he made.
It's that shoulder helmet dive towards the ankle. That's what he had, you know, but. As far as lockdown defensively, the battles he had with Jerry Rice, the battles he had with Michael Irvin, like to me that's an 8 hour highlight reel that I would barbecue, sit down, eat some ribs, and enjoy that with a couple.
Are you
players.
A Cowboys fan, Andre?
Absolutely not. I'm a diehard Steelers fan, but I respect and enjoy.
Yeah,
why
we
got respect
that.
Enjoy what Deion did.
Hey, from a Ravens fan to a Steelers fan, straight up. What's up with your boy Le'Veon, man? I need your commentary.
I got that. I was at work, you know, and I was listening on the radio to Raheel.
Yeah.
In the morning, and they broke the news, and I'm just like, at first I thought it was just like, okay, he failed another one, but then to find out that he didn't even go to take it or he had forgot and everything like that, it really hurts me because, you know, I really feel like this is a good year for my Steelers to kind of make another move and get back in deep into the playoffs again, and with him missing, you know, potentially four games, it really hinders us, but. The fact that last year when he missed those few games that we had D'Angelo Williams come in and fill that void and make some good positive plays for us, I don't feel as down in the dumps as I would have been. At the same time, this was a major year for us, and I think that sets us back. Our offense will still be all right, but it definitely sets us back a good chunk there. But I think he'll be all right.
Well, dude,
I think we should be all right. I can still see a 12-4 season. You know, we could sweep the Ravens, and I'll be good.
Dude, you're out of your friggin' mind. Come at me Sunday mornings from 10 to 12. Houston game day, man. We'll talk to you then, Andre. Thanks for the call. Tyler, what you got?
I was just about to say, speaking of Steelers, what about just 8 hours of watching Bill Cowher stick his chin out?
Or Wade Phillips looking disoriented and lost.
What?
Did he
game?
Just say the Steelers
Which
are
side?
Going, he just said the Steelers are going 12-4. I mean, it's after 5 on a Friday, so I guess it's legit to be tying one on this early, but come on. You don't have Martavis Bryant at all. Roethlisberger is Band-Aids and duct tape.
Don't be a hater.
Forget it.
Ravens
hater.
Fan. Don't be a
it's
hater.
It's a fact, dude. We might go 8-8, hopefully.
We?
Yeah, I just did that.
Shock.
I've never done that before.
That's
We've been
so
doing this 4.5 years, and you know I've never done that.
I am so disappointed That's in fine. You for we and the Ravens on air.
Don't forget 6:30.
Mark that down. We're gonna play that on a loop on Sunday for 8 hours.
That's fine. Don't forget at 6:30 we give this back to AJ Hoffman when he'll talk to Roy Jones. On the other side of this break, more of you guys, 713-780-3776, and more of us. It's Shock and Barry. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Terrence Crawford Victor Postal Fight is AJ Hoffman. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack.
Welcome back to the Blitz. No Fred, no AJ, at least not here in person. Instead, you got Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack from Houston Game Day. Follow us on the Twitter at Shock975, at Barry is Funny. You can get producer Tyler One at producer T. Scott.
T. Scott LaRock.
Make sure you check us out each and every Sunday right here on ESPN 97.5 from 10 till 12. And in the coming weeks, we're going to have some awesome news about a direction that show is going. We are your unofficial, most awesome pregame show of football in the city of Houston, and we're about to become more awesome here in the next few weeks. But we will save that announcement, I think, for maybe not this Sunday, but next. So
yeah.
Make sure you get after us on that. Also, follow us at Houston Game Day. And interestingly enough, Barry, you and I sit here as byproducts of the annual ESPN 97.5 Rock the Mic event that we do each and every year.
We do indeed.
1 week from today, those efforts begin all over again. And we're doing it a little bit differently this year. In years past, it's usually been one location where you could show up and audition, or you had to go to that one location.
Tupelo's.
When I first did it, I think they spent 3 or 4 weeks. You could go to different places and get it taped. Or you used to be able to email in a video back in the day as well.
Oh, you mailed it in, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I was a great one. It was fantastic. Dude did production values. They had some guys who would wear like a Darth Vader outfit and read, you know, this kind of thing.
I think they were trying not to be a Red Rowdy.
But each of the next 4 Fridays, beginning with next Friday, we'll have a different Roadshow with the Blitz, and you'll start hearing those announcements, if not this weekend, early next week. Fred and AJ will definitely be talking about it. But you'll have four different weeks where you can come out to those various events, do your audition, and then the fifth week, the final Friday in August, we'll name Rock the Mic champion number 8. And the prize that comes with that is we bring you on board to become a fall sports reporter for ESPN 97.5. So you'll be covering sports events throughout the autumn. Could be football, could be baseball. It's tough to say from week to week.
Could be curling.
And could be curling. Could be soccer over Bear Creek on a given Sunday evening. Who knows?
Women's gymnastics because of the Olympics.
There is that. KDU Youth All-American Pee Wee football. And then I think in the spring, we hook you up with a podcast. So there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on there. It won't be like it's been in years past where, you know, we have you on doing a call segment for 5 minutes once a week in one of our flagship shows. You're going to get a good presence, a good chance to show off your chops and make something
and out of it. One day, you'll be madly rich and famous like Shock and myself.
Amen, bro.
Yeah. You know, just living the life. It's been a blessing. Hashtag blessed right here.
Hashtag blessed beyond repair. We have intern Shaw out in the bullpen taking your calls at 713-780-3776. And the question of the day, for what it's worth, is if Clockwork Orange style, you were bound and taped to a chair, forced to watch an 8-hour highlight reel of one athlete. Yes, but you could pick who it was. Who would that person be?
Why are you responding?
I said yes to a universal question.
Why are you responding to Tyler doing behind the scenes questions in our headphones, Shock?
Can I tell you what?
No. First you say we.
Yeah.
And now you pull back
the
curtain.
My hand was too far from the
button.
What
is it? The fourth wall?
The fourth wall.
You broke the fourth wall. You broke the fifth element.
The ceiling and the floor are going
out. You broke the sixth sense. I can't talk.
832 says he too would watch Globe, but only the farmer's daughter for 8 weeks. Amen. Well played, sir. So not Mount Fiji, who was
the
immense Samoan woman who used to be on there.
The only female wrestler hotter than the farmer's daughter is the Fabulous Moolah. Ooh. She was so sexy. Remember when, didn't she stink face
like
some people
70
before?
Years ago.
Look at John coming in with the pizza.
Look at you, man.
This is why you said yes. There's only two slices? What did you do? Did you put something on? Oh, what the?
You don't like it?
Is this a veggie pizza? Chicken pizza.
Nice.
There's kale on this pizza, Jong.
Again,
there's kale
Yao Ming
on this pizza.
Yeah.
You're going to kale for that.
281 says Yao Ming free throw highlight reel for 8 hours.
Yo, Adrian on Twitter said I'd watch 8 hours of Jimmy Johnson doing his hair.
There's that.
That's nice.
Warren Moon, Lindsey Vonn, Devin Hester, mostly in college. Bro, dude had an NFL highlight reel that was serious as well. Ali fights with Howard Cosell in the background. There is something to that.
I can't believe this pizza. Oh. Dude, look at that.
Yeah.
That's healthy pizza.
Is what it is. Your Astros, Barry, kicking off a 6-game homestand. Angels for 3, Yankees for 3.
Yeah.
As a baseball fan, and it's different for us because we have creds, we can go down to the park anytime we want. But as a civilian who isn't in this business called show that you and I are part of.
Okay.
When a guy like Mike Trout comes to town, some people are, you know, they're pervy for Bryce Harper. Or in days gone by, whether it was Tony Gwynn or Reggie Jackson or Mike Schmidt or whatever.
Right.
Would you go out of your way, not just to go see your Astros, because, you know, maybe this is the last time that we get to see this superstar player. You know, Big Poppy's making the rounds right now.
Right.
Would you go out of your way to
Albert
go out
Pujols
there?
Is going to be rounding the bases in a wheelchair pretty soon.
Yeah. But he's not as old as it feels like he is, though.
He runs like he's 70.
Yeah, he really does.
God, it's so sad to watch that.
For years, though, too.
It's so sad to watch that.
So that is what that is. Yeah. But would you go out of your way to go down there and do that kind of stuff?
You know, hardcore baseball fans would. I think the casual fan is still going Friday night and Saturday night because they want fireworks or whatever. And then, obviously, there's the fat guys like me that go on Wednesdays because it's dollar hot dogs. So,
back to the phones. Andy, who is your highlight reel choice? Welcome to the Blitz.
Hey, guys. Strap me to a chair for 8 hours and let me watch Barry Sanders run the football, man.
There
Die
you go.
Hard Lions fan.
That's an interesting one. So you lived and died through the whole Wayne Fonts era and all the other madness of the 80s and
90s.
Yeah. Andre Ware, baby.
1,000 yards for the first time at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Were you a big Andre Ware fan?
Not really.
What?
No. He was Dave Krupp.
I was I was more Herman Moore and Barry Sanders.
All right.
The Scott Mitchell years. Thanks for calling in. And Andy, the weird thing about Barry Sanders is they would show those graphics, and they'd usually do it in the third quarter, where they would run down all of Barry's carries. Sounds like a business, like Sherry's Berries, Barry's yeah. carries. And it would be, you know, 20, 25 carries. It'd be like 2 yards, 3 yards, minus three, minus four, 71, you yeah. know, five, minus three. And the thing about him, he wasn't the fastest dude. He was elusive, but he would always get run down at like the 1 or 2 yard line. And then the fullback
well,
would
count
in for
the touchdown.
Well,
that's because he had just ran 100 yards yeah. to go 30.
Yeah. But if you had him for fantasy purposes, I don't know how heavy he was in terms of touchdowns. Because again, I think they'd bring in Kinnebrew or whoever their fullback was in those days to get that last yard. But
could you imagine if Barry Sanders had a decent offensive line to run behind? How good
he
would have
been.
That's
the thing. They did that a few times where they would get free agents and they thought they had the best line in football, and then three of the five yeah. would get injured.
He had, to me, the most amazing thing, and I was talking about this with Andy Huggins, comic in Houston. We do road trips, and we'll talk all things sports. And we were talking about Barry Sanders one day, and he made the point, which I thought was really good. He had the uncanny ability to see the hole before it opened up. He yeah. just, within a second or a second and a half ahead of knowing what was going to happen. You know what I mean? Before, he would see the hole, make the cut, and then the hole would be there. And when you, it's just it really is. I mean, he would probably be for sure top 10 for me of guys to put on this list that I would watch for 8 hours because of that.
Trent Franklin says, would T.O. count just for his off the field shenanigans? Well, if you want yeah, 8 hours of push ups in the driveway,
yeah, or, you say 8 hours of sit-ups on the weight bench. Sure.
What about LT?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones that we had in. I agree.
Oh, I didn't
Taylor or Tomlinson?
Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Oh,
yeah. I'm talking about Lawrence Taylor.
I was just messing with him. I was going to see what he said.
Yeah. I mean, I could have gone back and I think – no, I don't think Ray Lewis I could watch for 5 hours, 8 hours.
Ooh, I could watch Ray Lewis walk on the field for 8 hours with his little
– squirrel dance.
Yeah. Whatever. What is that called?
The squirrel dance.
It's called the squirrel dance?
Yep.
That's so weird.
No, it's not. You're making that up.
Yeah, it is. I'm dead serious.
Well, you are a Raven. You do play for the Ravens.
I do play for the Ravens. As a member of the Baltimore Ravens,
we
look forward to a fantastic 2016. I just hope to be
Never
the best teammate that
this.
I can be. I might as well just own it.
Yes.
You know, the best owner in the world, me and Steve Biscotti have the best relationship.
I love playing for me.
I love playing for Jim Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Holy you don't gosh. Even know who you play for.
You know, Rogge Bisemael is another one, and I wish he had a longer NFL yep. career. His Notre Dame stuff was crazy. The Canadian Football League highlights are stupid. It's just all over the place. When we come back, we throw things out to A.J. Hoffman, who's in Las Vegas. He'll have an interview with Roy Jones Jr. in advance of this weekend's Terrence Crawford, Victor Postol Jr. welterweight unification match in Vegas. It's Shock and Barry here in Houston. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Anyone from the past, get your ammo. Find the sun in the dark side of my shadow. Yeah.
Loot and Raid rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol fight is A.J. Hoffman. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack.
All right, joining us now on the program is a legend of the sport. He is one of the, I think, one of the greatest fighters of all time. He is hard working now as a trainer and an announcer for HBO, and he's still fighting. My man Roy Jones Jr. with us. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
Doing well, doing well. I guess it just kind of you just announced recently your plans for the remainder of your career, right?
Yeah, for the remainder of my career. You know, two more and I'm out of here.
Two more.
Well, one. I'm trying to get 10 wins in my hometown arena.
Okay.
So I got 8, so I figured 2 more and call it a day.
Okay, because TMZ said the other day you got a 5-fight farewell tour coming.
I thought about that, and I'm still thinking about that. That's possible if I get it like I want it, but If not, then, you know, I do too and call it a day.
You, at this point, I mean, you're
it's just a fun thing to do, brother.
You're a wealthy man.
A happy man that does what he wants to do when he feel like doing it and don't care what nobody say about it. That's what I am.
I mean, see,
we don't have enough of those type of people in America or in the world no more. People do stuff according to what other people say they should do. Who are those people to tell you what to do? You feel me? It's like I tell people, I feel bad because even with the stuff that's going on in society, people can't get along. Why? You know, why people can't have different beliefs and get along? What's wrong with that? You understand me? So
right.
I don't get that. So why can't we disagree but yet still get along? Why do you have to hate a person because they don't agree with you?
I wish I had an answer for that, my man.
I don't hate nobody because they don't agree with the fact that I still want to fight. Because y'all didn't start me fighting. So how you going to stop
me? It's none of our business, my man.
That's my point. You feel me? So it's like,
you
I'm
do
sorry.
You, baby.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they say, I think I'm one of the most, I think I'm like my mama's cutest child.
Okay.
Definitely her cutest boy because I'm her only boy. I would never take a chance of ruining what my mama gave me.
Right.
It's actually what God gave me through my mom, but never take my chances of ruining that. So I wouldn't do nothing that I thought would cause me any kind of terminal or long-term damage. You feel me? I understand boxing. I understand what it is, but 37 years in, how much of that can I unwind?
Right.
You feel me? I'm not worried about that. So I hear people, cool, guess what? I'm also that guy that if I died in a boxing ring, it'd probably be the happiest death that I could have.
That's where you love to be?
I don't care. And I love to be in that ring.
You know, I think the why boxing fans will say, oh, just retire.
Yeah, of course.
Is because they always think about, and fans in general think about a fighter's legacy.
Of course.
And what will
of
you
course.
Be remembered as?
Of course.
And I always wonder for you, when you were 49-1,
mm-hmm.
you, at that point, your one loss was a
disqualification.
Yeah, not a real loss. Mm-hmm. And that's when you went and fought Antonio Tarver. Mm-hmm. Had you been 50-0 at that time,
I would have stopped there.
You stop, right? And you go down as one of the greatest fighters ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if not the greatest fighter.
And I still go down as that, but yeah, I would have stopped at 50.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's funny how because then your legacy is untarnished.
Yeah, exactly. But they tarnished my legacy, so. They tarnished it before me, so that meant that it wasn't meant for me to stop.
And
if it was, then it would have happened just like the book wrote it, and I probably would have stopped. But, you know.
But my guess is in the 20-something fights since then, you've probably made a good couple pennies.
Well, that's not even a matter of it to me because it's not about the pennies. It's about bouncing back and proving that nothing can stop you from being and doing who you want to do and being what you want to be or being who you want to be. I love the fact that when you get knocked down, you have to get up to come back. It's not how you go down, it's how you come back. You understand me? And I'm one of those real people that I live that, I speak that, I teach that, I preach that. So it's like, for me, you don't get knocked down and give up and just walk away. Nah, bro. You fall off your motorcycle, you get back on it. You want to quit after you got back on the road a few times because you realize that motorcycle is kind of dangerous. Then you stop. But don't just quit because you had a wreck. And nobody ever that's been on a motorcycle probably not going to have a wreck if they continuously ride it. You feel me?
I feel you.
I was taught that when I got a motorcycle, there's two type of motorcycles riders. Ones that have had an accident and ones that are going to have an accident.
Yep.
You understand me? So it was that simple. There's two kind of fighters. Ones that have been knocked out, if they keep going, they're going to probably get knocked out. But, I mean, they're definitely going to get beat one way or the other. So it's like, man, this is life. It's what you enjoy doing. It's happiness. If it was affecting my ability to articulate to the fans what's happening in a fight on HBO, I would stop.
Because
that is big for me.
I love doing that. When you lost in December, and it was a scary knockout, in my opinion, it was a scary loss to watch.
Right.
Did that worry you at all? Did you kind of say, you know what, man, maybe this is it? Because that was a big guy.
It did worry me a little bit because, actually, the way that it all unfolded, nothing went my way like I wanted from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So it worried me, but it hurt even worse because if I get a fair chance to be what I do it the way I want to do it, then I can understand this. When I don't get a fair chance, this is what might happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it worried me, but it didn't worry me because I knew why it happened. This guy can't touch me, to be honest with you. But he shouldn't touch me. And it's like, if I can get the time, be where I'm supposed to be and do what I'm supposed to do, so much happened that should not have happened. Things that I didn't really have full control of. But I was trying to do a job, do a good deed for people too. So, you know, it happens. However, there's no excuses for me because that's not who I am.
If that fight were in the United States, you think it would have been different?
Well, if the fight was for a title, it would have been different.
Right.
That's what the whole thing was. I said, if it's not a title, I don't want to fight him. Why? He's too dangerous. And it's like, if it's not a title, what's my motivation? I'm just out there. So why would I fight him if it's not for a title? That's what the whole point was.
Right.
So. But anyway, that being said, behind whatever, I'm not worried about that. It's like, what happens, happens. I'm still back here. I'm still me. I'm still the happy me that I've always been, that I'm going to be to the day that I die. And I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm no fool. This is a great year to call it a day. So I'm looking to call it a day this year.
All right.
To me, this is a great year to do that. At the same time, I'm here to see this Crawford fight because I think Terrence Crawford is one of the best up-and-coming guys in the business. Postal is also a pretty good fighter who hasn't had the opportunity to prove himself as a professional quite as much as Crawford has, but who does have skills that are good enough to make Crawford have to dig deep into the toolbox to get him out of there. So I can't wait to see this fight because it's a great fight, and it's the type of fight that I like looking at.
Who was the first guy you fought on pay-per-view? When was the first time people paid to watch you fight? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember right offhand. I think my first pay-per-view fight may have been Hopkins.
Okay. When you make that...
No, it wasn't even that. I don't remember which one it was, but anyway.
When you have your first pay-per-view fight and that, there's that pressure to draw a certain number, you know, does that change the way you fight?
No. My first true pay-per-view fight was James Toner. I was main event.
Okay.
But I was on some other undercard. But James Toner was my first true pay-per-view fight. For me, it wasn't really, it didn't change the way I fought because my point was, I don't care what kind of view it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there to kick ass. Whether it's pay-per-view, free-per-view, I don't care what view it is, I'm out there to whoop their ass. So it's like, if I can't go out there and be me, then it should be for no viewing at all. You understand me?
Right.
So it didn't put no added pressure on me. They're doing a little promotional tour and having to go to 10 cities with James Toner and do all the press conferences for the pay-per-view event. That was a little bit different. But that didn't make it no less of an extravagant event for me because
right.
With me, when I fight you, we fight. So it's like...
Are Crawford and Postal, you believe, ready to – Crawford. Do you think Crawford is ready to be a pay-per-view star?
I know he is. He's been ready to take that step. His only problem is having an opposition who also is ready to take that step, saying as far as fan base-wise.
Right.
And fighting a guy from the Ukraine is kind of difficult because – nobody really knows.
Right. Would he be and we've talked about this with we talked about it with Bob Arum earlier. The winner of this fight very likely going to see Manny Pacquiao at some point later this year. From a business standpoint, would it have made more sense in your mind for the winner of this fight to make their debut on pay-per-view against Manny Pacquiao, who has a built-in audience?
Well, that would have been good too, but what would have been even better is if this fight would have been on the undercard of Manny Pacquiao Bradley. So you could have introduced this person to the pay-per-view crowd
right.
already. Then they'd have been ready for it when it comes back up.
What are your thoughts on the undercard for this this fight on Saturday?
Heather's a really good light heavyweight guy on undercard who I want to see. They say he's the real deal. Looking forward to seeing him. The rest of the fights, I really don't know much about him.
Okay.
You know, so.
I know that you love training fighters
mm-hmm.
as well as fighting. Do you feel like when you, again, if this is your last year fighting, do you feel like when you step away from the game, you're going to have more to give to the guys that you're training? Or do you think because you're not training yourself along with them that it's not going to be as much of an advantage to have that time?
I'm going to have more to give because even though I won't be fighting, I still will be training with them some. And I have a good stable of guys that I work with right now. And I got a heavyweight guy from Russia that I think the world of, and I don't understand or I don't foresee him not becoming heavyweight champion in some way within the next 2 years. So I look forward to it. That's another reason I'm glad that this is my last year so I can dedicate all my time to those guys, especially him. I have a few guys that are really, really looking good in the gym now. Jamal Harris, Freddie Wilhite, you know, a couple guys that I really take and give my personal time to. And these guys are starting to get it, they're starting to understand it, and it makes me feel good. So I can back up now and say, okay, I can just push it on through to them. So I'm hoping that's what happens, and we move on.
That's Roy Jones Jr., one of the nicest guys that you'll find out here on these boxing events, and a guy that you lift the spirits, my man. You lift everyone's spirits. One of the greatest ever. Appreciate you taking the time with us, and enjoy tomorrow night, my man.
Thank you for having me, brother.
And best of luck in your last two. I don't know if I believe you.
Maybe last five. But
maybe five. Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, look, Kobe did a great job with their retirement tour, right?
Yeah.
That's what gave me an idea. So you know what? You should do that. Then that'll assure you that you're out of here.
Okay.
Because you're going out the right way.
All right. If they bring you roses, you can't come back.
That's come back.
My man, Roy Jones Jr., appreciate it. All right, guys, maybe today is another boring day on the job. Maybe you're working out in the heat. Maybe you're just not making enough money. That's rough, man. Ask yourself this, though. How many guys do you know in the computer industry that are struggling to pay their bills? You don't, because there's a ton of jobs in IT. It's consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing job industries in the country. The place to go you need to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but you've got to have the skills and certification to get those jobs. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And I know what you're thinking. It's going to take me too long to go back to school. It's going to cost too much money. Not at My Computer Career. You're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and finally making more money. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Rotation. I duck these cold faces. Post up, he 504 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry down. The strong in me, I still smile. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol fight is A.J. Hoffman. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack.
One last and final segment before Barry and I take off for the weekend. You can, again, catch us Sunday morning right here at ESPN 97.5 from 10 until 12. Really quick, let's go to the phones. Joey, welcome to The Blitz. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, thanks for holding, bro. What's up?
So I got a highlight reel that I'd love to be strapped in a chair to watch.
Man. Okay.
It's Ray Lewis.
Man, I was just talking about Ray.
Were you? I'm sorry,
fellas. We were
call y'all before the break.
Oh no! We were talking about during the break, the fact that okay. I saw his entire career unfold, and there were some awesome plays. Or in the later years, he got kind of slow. It wasn't as fun to watch, but definitely the New York Giants Super Bowl, and in his prime, man, I don't think there was a middle linebacker better than him.
Joey, you a Ravens fan?
No, I'm not. I'm a Cowboys fan, actually.
Oh,
but,
really?
Watching him play just gets you hyped. I mean, you know, y'all said it in his prime. The guy was an animal.
Yeah.
And he just got everyone. He got everyone on the field jacked up.
For a guy his size to cheat one direction on a play and then hawk Tiki Barber down the other side of the field was just breathtaking. And thank you for that one, Joe. I appreciate him calling and coming in here with a Raven, one of my teammates. To close the show, I thoroughly enjoyed all my years.
I have decided I'm changing my my choice
to Barry is a Texan.
No,
your new Twitter handle.
I went from on the fence between Hakeem Olajuwon and Earl Campbell. I settled on Earl Campbell, but after doing some YouTube research, I have changed my mind, and I would now like to watch Chuck Hayes shoot free throws for 8 hours straight. go and search on YouTube for five worst free throws in NBA history. You got Don Nelson shooting them one-handed as he jumps mm-hmm. with one foot behind the other. You got a sweet air ball. You've got Wilt Chamberlain from almost three-point land chunking missiles at the goal. Just just heat.
Not even caring.
Just bringing heat.
Four steps behind the free throw line.
And then you got Chuck Hayes with the number one ugliest free throw where he's got that 1 foot back and then he steps forward. And it's literally like watching Charles Barkley swing a golf club. But it's funny because at the end they show where Iverson is watching Chuck Hayes shoot a free throw, and then you can see him mouth the words, "Yo, he traveled, man. Like during a free throw, dog. What is happening?"
David the Cub checked in. He would want to watch Dicka just to hear him.
Just to hear Dicka him yell. Scream or what?
Just to hear him yell.
Oh, okay.
So, guys, thank you for everyone who chipped in on that. It's cool when we can come up with a topic that kind of unifies the city and we're all on the same page and y'all bring it hot and heavy on Twitter and on the text, which was cool. Guy on Twitter, Baseball Fam, that I follow, says, "Guys, Ken Griffey Jr. becomes a Hall of Famer this weekend." You know how weird that is to think of?
Makes me kind of feel old.
It does. And I've had other players that, I was at Memorial Stadium when Cal Ripken made his major league debut, and then I saw him go in the Hall of Fame. Griffey Jr. is different because I remember when he was a kid. I remember seeing highlights of him in high school, at Moeller High School in Cincinnati. His dad was part of the Big Red Machine. They would show clips of him hanging around, Riverfront Stadium.
Yeah.
It's just so freaky that this weekend he's in the Hall.
It's weird when the guys you grow up watching are making it to the Hall of Fame. That's when you know your life is over.
Him and Piazza.
He's going to go Piazza.
Yeah, and Mike Piazza.
Piazza. I don't know. Were you a big Piazza fan? Did you enjoy watching him?
I didn't like his swing, though. It just wasn't – I mean, him and Griffey. You have the greatest swing maybe in the history of baseball and one of the clunkiest ones.
Right.
Maybe the greatest hitting catcher ever.
Yeah, can I change my –
One last time.
Yeah. Hank Conger throwing out runners.
Or rolling his eyes back when his teammate hits
a
home run.
Or 8 hours of Hank doing the robot.
There you go.
All right.
We want to thank A.J. Hoffman for chipping in the interviews from Vegas. He had Bob Arum, Jim Lampley, and Roy Jones Jr. Thanks to those guys. Thank you to Intern Shaw, who's been taking all your calls. Stay tuned for Dingo and the Boys. It's Bare Knuckle Radio, followed by Drink of Ages. We'll see you guys on Sunday from 10 to 12. This is Shock. That's Barry. That's Tyler. This has been The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.